We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Hi guys, happy Saturday. I hope everybody had a great week. Today is the last day of our pledge drive here at WYXR, so I'm joined by some very special guests to help me pitch. You guys can introduce yourselves.
Hello everyone, my name is Emily Moreno.
My name is Scarlett Aitken.
So for today's set list, we have some J-Rock and J-Pop artists to share with you guys. They were all chosen by my friends here today, and they haven't been on the radio before, so please be a little lenient with them. This is their first time. So we're going to start out with Asian Kung Fu Generation. They're one of the more popular, active J-Rock groups at the moment. You want to talk a little bit about them, Emily?
Yes. They mainly blew up in the scene, especially with Western audiences, for their anime openings, like for Naruto.
Oh yeah, Bleach, they did do Naruto. I think we included that today.
Fullmetal, and we'll be starting off with Haruka Kaneta by Jin Kung Fu.
So in order for us to continue sharing this awesome new music with you guys, we're going to need your support today because WYXR is a nonprofit organization, so your donation helps us keep our station going. You can visit WYXR.org/donate to help us reach our donation goal today. We're already at 97%. This is Ali.
Scarlett.
Emily with Heart of Asia, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Come on.
That was Soul Aladdin by Asian Kung Fu Generation, a song about growing up and saying goodbyes, made for the film of the same name.
That was so cute. She prepared her little script about it. Moving on to our next artist, chosen by Scarlett. Saito Soma is a Japanese voice actor and a singer.
Yeah, Saito Soma, he became a voice actor in about 2010, and you might know him from some popular roles like Yamaguchi in Haikyuu and Chigiri in Blue Lock.
Isn't he in OnStars too?
Yeah, he voices Hinata and Yuta Aoi in Ensemble Stars.
Yeah, that's why he can sing so well.
Yeah, that is. He's in a couple different music games, like games where like he sings songs for them.
Yeah, I'm hoping to bring Scarlett back one day so we could do a show for things like that, like OnStars and like Hip Mike and all those groups. But a reminder that we're almost at our donation goal. So you can support your local radio station today by visiting wyxr.org/donate to donate today and help us out. But continuing on, this is Saito Soma, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Sato, ko ko chi da no, sono mi. Thank you.
That was Hammer Girl from Saito Soma's new album, Fictions.
I dropped in late September, right?
Yeah, September 25th.
Pretty recent. Now we're going to go back to Emily's Choice. Next up, we have The Pillows. You want to tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, they're originally formed in 1989 from the Hokkaido region in Japan. They're an alternative rock band, primarily known for their contribution to the soundtrack of Foolie Coolie.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. You talk about that a lot.
I do. It is one of my favorites. Yes. It's a short series, only 6 episodes, but the plot itself is all over the place, but it all comes together neatly to tell a story about growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really excited to share this band. I did really like looking at the songs that Emily chose for today. But again, this is my job. I got to tell y'all over and over again today. I want to remind you that today's the last day of our pledge drive. So your donations help us with maintaining equipment and keeping our space here at Crosstown and a ton of other things that allow us to bring you the music that you love. So you can donate today at wyxr.org/donate. But moving on, this is The Pillows and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Beautiful.
That was Sayonara Universe by The Pillows. It is a non-anime tie-in from their album My Foot, released in 2006.
2006?
Yeah.
That's when I was born.
No, yeah, they've been around for a really long time. They're still touring, but they're very old, and I don't think they have released a new song in a while, though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but they're still kind of active here and there. Shows, mainly like in the Hokkaido area, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next up, we have a personal favorite for all three of us, Burnout Syndrome.
Yay, Burnout Syndrome.
Yeah, Emily actually saw them live a few months ago.
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
didn't
you get to meet them too?
I did. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had. They were so full of energy and had some of the best stage presence I've seen in a concert setting. You can tell the effort they put in their show, and their personalities really shone through when they performed.
I wish I could have been there to see it.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah,
great. They're awesome. Well, final reminder that today is the last day to donate during our pledge drive here at WYXR, and every donation brings us one step closer to our goal so we can continue to bring you guys quality content and music. And I want to thank Emma for donating. We saw your donation. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you
everybody else for tuning in today. Thank you, Scarlett and Emily, for joining me. But we've only got a couple more songs for you guys. I hope everybody enjoyed today's set, and I hope to catch you all next week. This has been Allie,
Emily,
and Scarlett
with Heart of Asia, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
You got
イトポートアイランドの潮騒燃えるエルウィウメント大震災と神戸在住
Yeah. Troubles never stop.